Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We've completed this hadith of Hazrat Zayd bin Hubaysh, rahmatullah alayhi rahmatan wasi'ah. He was a Sahabi and who lived for 120 years, and he passed away in the year 82 Hijri. A few further of the commentary and also a summary of this hadith. The hadith spoke of four subject matters. Firstly, the virtues of acquiring Islamic knowledge. Then secondly, the masala, the ruling with regard to wearing leather socks, the khuf. And thirdly, with regard to love of who we love, we will be with those people in the akhirah. And fourthly, with regard to tawbah and istighfar, that the huge door of tawbah and istighfar, Allah has left it wide open till the very clear signs of Qiyamah will come, and that is when the sun will rise from the west. With regard to this, we are taught that right till that final time, that this huge door, with the width of which a person on a fast galloping horse will only cover in 40 or 70 years. So wide is that door of Tawbah and Istighfar, and it will remain open right through till the clear sign of Qiyamah has come. And for an individual, the door of Tawbah is open for him until the clear signs of Maut Sakarat come on him. When he starts seeing the things of the Akhirah and he doesn't see the things of Dunya anymore, till that time. In other words, we should not delay with our tawbah and istighfar. We should hasten towards it and always make tawbah, because we are such that we just fall into various types of sin all the time. Also, the other that require the virtues which are mentioned in this hadith of acquiring knowledge. Ulama have made it clear, as mentioned a few times, that this is not only for the student of deen who has dedicated his life to acquire knowledge, but any person who increases his knowledge. He goes and asks an alim a masala, for him also is this virtue. He reads a kitab to increase his knowledge of deen, an authentic kitab, for him also is this virtue. So there are great virtues which we should not deprive ourselves from and which we all can acquire. Then with regard to the masala and the ruling about wearing the leather socks, the khuf, we should also inquire if we are not sure of any aspect when we are on a journey, well, how long can we make a masa on it? And especially for ladies, there is a great relationship with regard to their monthly menses also. That when did they start, when did they end? We should acquire this knowledge, and on that knowledge also we'll get great reward, and then all our amal can also be correct. Further, according to the hadith, the generally impolite desert dwellers, people who live away far from society in farms, etc., he addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in an unusually loud voice. From the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum advised to lower his voice, and they used the word wayhaka. The word wayhaka in Arabic is normally used by the Arabs when we want somebody not to do something. What's wrong with you? Why are you doing this? How can you do that? They usually use the word wayhaka at that time. So when he was told that he must lower his voice, we deduce from this a very important thing, the respect that ulama have explained with regard to knowledge. And when Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even till today when we go to Rozai Mubarak, we have the utmost respect there. That we lower our gaze also, we must not look around at the things, and we must lower our voice also. Reading Salatu Salam must be just a little bit more than a whisper. It shouldn't be louder than that. And we must not concern ourselves what other people are doing. We must be worried about ourselves there. And all the lights, the chandeliers, all the beautiful trimmings, etc., which are there, that should also not attract us. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, has written very much on this subject, and the thought should be in front of our mind, in front of whom we are standing. And it is just like we are standing in front of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he is alive. Like that we are standing in front of him. We should not go very close to the jali, to the qabr mubarak. We should keep our little distance, and with utmost respect and with love we should read salatu salam. And that person, that Bedouin who had spoken in a loud voice, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a measured tone replied to him also, how? I am present here. Also in a loud voice, stern voice, as he had spoken. From this we learn that the need for a leader, a person who is a father, a ustad, a sheikh, anyone who is in a leadership position, to bear patiently the improper or impolite conduct of people who are under us, and they speak to us very rudely, roughly, how we should conduct ourselves. How Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn great lessons there also. And at the same time to address them according to their level of knowledge and intellect. His response and explanation of repentance illustrate that those who invite people to the truth should provide hope and glad tidings while being kind and lenient. This is very important. Whenever we speak to anyone about deen, our children also must never speak in a way that they lose hope. Unfortunately, how many of us as husbands, how many of us as fathers, we condemn our spouses, our children to Jahannam. You'll die, you'll suffer, this will happen to you. That is not at all proper whatsoever. And we give so much bad-duas at that time when we are angry. And if Khuda na khasta that bad-dua has to fall on the person, then we are also going to suffer the consequences well. And many of us, especially for the wife, get out from here. You're not worth being in this house. Terrible, terrible things are spoken. Those never should be spoken. We should learn that how that Bedouin was like impolite, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in what a positive way he responded. So we must give glad tidings and be kind and lenient. Allah loves those people who teach these great qualities of Allah Ta'ala to the people. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that a person will be with whom he loves in the Akhirat on the day of Qiyamah in Jannah. This the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, after accepting Islam, this was the greatest joy that we had. We, on the other hand, must also check ourselves what love, whose love is in our heart. Our money, our homes, our cars, does it ever come on our tongue? I left the Sahaba, I left my Ustaz, I left the Ulama, I left Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or does it come on our tongue? I left my car, I left fashion, etc. I left my sports, I left my fishing. All these things, we should see that what love is in our heart. Then a few additional points. Key principles of effective communication are derived from the blessed words and character of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also we see from this, we don't really need any type of counseling. What we need is to study the hadith, the Quran, and all the detail, the insight, the hidden knowledge which is there. When we will study and read it, it will come out, and that is more than sufficient for us. One should refer to reputable ulama regarding matters of religion. When we want to ask something, make sure that we are asking the right ulama, and also make sure that we are reading the right kitabs also. And today with Google, etc., we must be very, very careful. As the sites that come up, firstly are Jewish sites. And then on Islam, the sites that come are Jews that have prepared those sites and they lead us astray. Or after that Shia sites come. And that also leads us astray. We must be very sure that what knowledge we are acquiring, from what source and who. Those who seek Islamic knowledge should know that Islamic knowledge is as vast as an ocean that has no shore. No matter what the people regard you as, what an alim, but you must never be shy to ask also. Because there is no limit to knowledge, and the more you will ask, the more you will gain. And ask from our seniors also, ask from our contemporaries also, and ask from our juniors also. We must keep on learning, we must be in a state of learning right till the time we reach the qabr. And they are great virtues. So this hadith, one hadith, but so many lessons there are. May Allah bless us with all that, and be pleased with us, and accept from us. Wa akhiru da'wana.